From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea poised to launch a new satellite. Pyongyang has given notice it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite sometime between the 8th and 25th of the month. The announcement comes weeks after its fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This latest announcement further underscores the need for the international community to send the North Koreans a swift, firm message that its disregard, that their disregard for the for U.N. Security Council obligations will not be tolerated.
Tuesday's notification raises concerns the North is trying to covertly advance its long-range missile technology. The launch expected to involve the drop to Earth of rocket debris in three stages off the western South Korean coast to the north coast of the Philippines. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year conflict appear in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation is threatening to leave the nascent talks. The government delegation did not open formal negotiations as scheduled on Tuesday with UN envoy Stefan de Mistura, insisting the basic framework or agenda of the talks has not been established. The head of the international group that monitors South Sudan's peace process Tuesday said people are starving in the country's western Equatoria state. Festus Mogae, former president of Botswana, now heading the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, said a ceasefire monitoring team recently visited the Mundri area, which has been the scene of fighting between government and rebel forces. Implementation of last August's peace agreement has been stalled over President Salva Kiir's creation of 28 states from the current 10. This is VOA News.